Terrence Malick is from Texas, and he is an acclaimed filmmaker who used to shoot a movie every 10, 20 years. Now he's turning them out every year or so. And this latest is called Night of Cups. He actually filmed it in 2012, spent several years doing post-production, and then the movie played at some film festivals. Now, well, it's technically 4 years later, he calls it the experimental film. It finally has a release date, and it is pretty much an art house film. Night of Cups is the title, and that's based on a tarot card. The tarot cards are a figure in this film, which is not doesn't have a narrative that most people can follow because it doesn't mean to. It is just a series of vignettes, and it's a number of kind of incidents that are being recounted. They're all beautifully shot, by the way, by Emmanuel Lubezki, who just won the Oscar for The Revenant, and that was his third cinematography Oscar in a row. Guy's on a hot streak. This thing was, he filmed this before he filmed any of the other ones, I guess. Malick, who is recognized as a cinematic genius, he told this story, somewhat of a story, about a screenwriter named Rick, who's played by the handsome devil, Christian Bale. And in this, Christian looks like himself instead of gaining or losing a lot of weight or going through the things that he often does. And he is on a quest to find out who he really is. I'm not quite sure. The press notes say that he's in a quest that's loosely based on John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And during the opening frames of the film, you can hear this recording, and it's John Gielgud, the late actor John Gielgud, reading Pilgrim's Progress, the famous poem. And anyway, I guess so. I don't quite know if that's the total pilgrimage that he's on. The film is like a Fellini movie, who he was known for his surreal narratives that very often focused on very beautiful women. And in this movie, Christian Bale, he goes back and gets in contact with many of the women who have played parts in his life. And while it's being filmed, very often they go away and show pictures of nature and pictures of beautiful architecture and things like that, which is what he did in The Tree of Life and To the Wonder, his Terrence Malick's previous two films. In this, there's these women who he meets and has their scenes that are shown with very little dialogue. What you do hear is a voiceover from Christian Bale kind of narrating his own story. And part of it has to do with his troubled brother, who is played by Wes Bentley, a very good actor who I haven't seen in a while. Glad to see him. And also, Brian Dennehy plays the father, this Rick's estranged father. And there is a lot of tragedy here. Another brother has died, but we don't know what happened and why this family is so at odds with each other. The women are played by Kate Blanchett, who plays Nancy. She's the ex-wife of Rick, and she's a doctor. And there are scenes with her when they're together and scenes when they're apart and scenes of her at the hospital. And I'm just not clear about what all that meant. The next woman is Natalie Portman. She's Elizabeth, and she was a married woman with whom Rick had an affair. And there's something very tragic about all this. I don't know if it was a suicide, what happened here. We don't see anything like that, but there's tragedy involved. Then there's Imogene Poots, who is this playful girl named Della, who has pink hair. Then there's Isabel Lucas, who plays a girl named Isabel. And then Teresa Palmer, who was just in The Choice, but is just unrecognizable in this because she's so much thinner than she was in that, as Karen. And she's a stripper who somehow has contact with him. And no matter what happens, the character of Rick just seems locked in this very dissipated life. He's just bored with everything. And I don't know. You have to figure it out for yourself. Because I am a big fan of Terrence Malick's, I would have gone to see this if I even had to pay for it. But that is what I think. But only really diehard fans will line up to see this movie because it is so rambling and impressionistic. It just needs... Most people want a story, and it doesn't have that. And he's gotten away from telling stories. He did, a few years ago, he did a story about Pocahontas, The New World. And it had a lot of this surreal elements to it, but it also did tell a real story, and I like that the best of his.